Hello, 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 everyone. Long time no talk. I know. I have been full speed, like on the go, hit the ground running since like the last weekend in April. But I'm going to briefly get into all that. I hope everyone has been doing so well in the midst of my absence of episodes as of late. But I have very good explanation for all of it. And that is just to start off by. So the last episode you got from me was April 24th. And off the top of my head, I'm not positive, but I think that was the episode I did with Kate about powerful women in Hollywood. And I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I definitely enjoyed recording that and getting to pick Kate's brain a little bit. And hopefully they would hear it one day. But even the, you know, the made it or successful women now in Hollywood, shining a light on them, giving them their flowers because they definitely deserve it. And yeah, but that same week I was traveling. I traveled back home for Fish Fry, which any of my Tennessee listeners or Paris listeners or West Tennessee listeners, you know what Fish Fry is. Huge celebration. It's a big holiday back home in Tennessee. The kids get out of school for that Friday. The entire like month of April, there's different things going on throughout the month in celebration of the world's biggest fish fry. And then Friday, of course, the big parade. And then that entire weekend is just filled with lots of fun, family activities, great time to see friends, people from back home, just, you know, chop it up and you know, have that conversation about how everyone's doing, what's been going on. Get the inside scoop, like I said, on those that I don't get to see on a frequent occasion, but I am close with. So that is what I did the last week of April. I definitely posted on my social media, on my stories and my personal Instagram account and my personal Facebook page. It was so good seeing my family there. I haven't seen them since Thanksgiving back in November. So it was very long overdue. And it was just like old times, of course. It's always so great to get together with family and just make up for lost time, which I know some people say you can't, but in my mind that you can. And I got to do something that I have not done since I was a little girl, and that was to horseback ride. It wasn't a full like trail ride. I went to a block party that one of my brother's like close friends hosted. Him and his family put it on, and him and his brother, they do horseback riding, like trail rides, and they're part of like a horseback riding club or whatever. And they had horses there. And I was so giddy when I saw those horses because, like I said, I haven't ridden since I was a little girl. Growing up on my family farm, the only animals we ever kept were cattle, beef cattle, because they were the least maintenance. And we, of course, kept a garden every year seasonally. And yeah, my daddy would always say that it was just too many mouths to feed and that we would never have horses of our own. But I definitely plan to change that when I get where I really want to be in life and very comfortable in that sense. Just because, like, I really believe that horse science, like the equestrian, the equine world in itself is such an underrated way of like therapy, relaxation, such a calming energy is associated with horses. And I just love it. Every time I see one, I'm on one, I'm riding one, I'm touching one, I feel so free and just like a weight is lifted off my shoulders. And it's just a calming moment for me to be interacting with a horse. I don't know if that sounds weird to anyone, but that's definitely the emotion that I feel. And just to get personal a little bit, I don't know that it has anything to do with, you know, growing up throughout my childhood and what I was exposed to through my family dynamic. Our neighbors my whole life that I grew up with, they actually still live there back in Cottage Grove, but they had horses. So we would ride theirs on a frequent and constant occasion. So, you know, when things were kind of chaotic or out of sorts with the family, I would just walk over to their horse fence and I would pet the horses, or they would see me be like, come on, let's go on a ride, and I would get to ride. So I don't know if that was, you know, a comfort for me in a way. But I absolutely 1000% love horses. I was asked just recently what my favorite animal is, and I said it's between horses and cows. Cows, I think, are also sweet and adorable and precious. I think they have a bad rap, and there's a misconception associated with horses, with cows and horses, actually, but definitely with cows. But yeah, so that is what I did. To make a long story short, that's what I did. The family was turned. It was lit. We went out, had a good time. It was up and it was stuck, as the young kids say. It was just a really good time overall. So I'm very thankful for that trip home. And of course, I had to do it up because I honestly probably won't be home again until like Thanksgiving again. So because the way that things are looking as a single woman, I will always be traveling back home for the holidays. And there's nothing wrong with that. But yes. And so that was that last weekend. I'm kind of giving you an update of what's been going on with me lately. And like I said, just explaining my absence. The following week, I took a very sporadic, sudden, not planned at all whatsoever, spur of the moment trip to Jacksonville, Florida. My best friend lives there. And I spent the weekend there. We went to the beach a couple of times, ate some good food. We meal prepped. It was Cinco de Mayo weekend, so we definitely was turnt too. It was just a really good time with her too, and getting to meet her circle down there, because we are 5 hours apart, my best friend and I, been best friends for 18 years, and I love her more than anything. I love her down bad. Like, I love her so much, and we've seen each other through a lot. She's definitely 100% a soulmate of mine, and I'm so thankful for her and that we clicked at a little school in Peoria, Tennessee, many, many years ago. And I think sometimes we take for granted our friendships and connections and familyships and relationships that we have until you're really sitting, like her and I, we just reflected a lot on our friendship and like what we've seen each other through this entire timeline of our friendship, sisterhood even. Because at this point, we're past friends. Like I said, it's a sisterhood. So I'm very grateful and thankful for her and her family, because they're all very near and dear, close to my heart. And so that was the first weekend in May. So that's my second week of my absence explained. Third week of my absence was, it was, what was that third weekend actually? There was something that third weekend. Let me see. Look, y'all, I'm having a look back at my calendar right now. That was that. Y'all, I don't know what I did the second weekend in May. Let me see if I have any pictures in my phone, in my photo gallery. Okay, so there are the fish wrap pictures. There's the Jacksonville pictures. Maybe I didn't do anything the following weekend, y'all. I don't know what I did the following weekend, but I know I did something because I've been on go every single weekend. And then the third weekend in May was Mother's Day, obviously. Last weekend was Mother's Day. Was it Mother's Day? I think so. Y'all, my days and everything is running together. No, okay. No, the second weekend in May was Mother's Day, wasn't it? Yes, the second weekend in May was Mother's Day. So my mom came down, my mom and my brother and his girlfriend came down. We all, like all of our Georgia family, we went down to dinner or whatever before my brother and his girlfriend headed back. So that was Friday, Saturday. Friday, we took my mom out, like shopped a little bit, ate, did the whole like Atlanta downtown thing. So again, another busy weekend. And then this past weekend was one of my really good friends, Jess, her birthday, and my best friend in Jacksonville was her birthday. So even though I didn't celebrate with my best friend, I celebrated with Jess. So it's just been a lot of going out, spending money, just crazy go, go, go for me. So I have not had the time to sit down, create content, put my thoughts down. I've had nuggets of thoughts like throughout my days that I've been jotting down in my notes, texting in my phone. But I haven't been able to really sit down and curate like a timeline of the episodes and things that I want to share. So that is the explanation for my lack, because I didn't want people to think that I, because I know I said I wanted to get back into potting and then I just fell off like a she's all bark and no bite. No, definitely And I was thinking, like, I was like, these past few weekends I've been missing, I'm like, I haven't recorded a pod at all. But it's just been so hard and so busy. And now that I work an hour away from home, it's just, it's really difficult to get that time together. And also studying for the DAT. I don't know if I've shared that with you guys, but I have started studying for the DAT too. In the midst of all this craziness, I've been prioritizing my study time for that. And the DAT is like the MCAT, but for dental school acceptance. I think the DAT stands for like dental association testing or something like that. But it's the huge test you have to take prior to even applying for dental school. So I've been trying my best to divvy out time on my calendar, studying for that, like at least an hour on the weekdays and then obviously more on the weekends because I'm not working then. So your girl has just had a lot on her plate, been very busy, very overstimulated, but we've been trucking along, doing the best that we can, making do with what we have. Even despite the busyness and the craziness and the hustle and bustle of the go, go, go and everything the last few weeks, more than anything, I've enjoyed it all because I've needed it. And I get so emotional because I'm so connected and just in tune with every person in my inner circle, from my 14 siblings to my parents and just everyone that I'm close with. I'm just so like locked in with them. So just reflecting on this last month, essentially, of just traveling and seeing people that I don't usually get to see and spending time with my circle and things, it makes me emotional and just is a reminder for the times that it might slip my mind, or I say this loosely, but I forget how blessed I am to be surrounded by the individuals and to be in the lives of those that I'm in the lives of. It really means everything to me. And I always say it because I mean it, but I'm nothing without all of them. They contribute to who I am as a person, and I'm so thankful for that. I should have said this in the beginning, but this episode really isn't going to have a direction that it's going to go other than the long awaited for my absence or whatever. But one thing I wanted to share was, when you become removed from a situation, how much more open your eyes are. Like, that's from like just mentally, your thought process, your perceptibility, like everything as a whole. When you step away and move away from something that wasn't serving you the best, or something that you were making excuses for, you really see things for what they truly were and are. And you can't see that when you're up close. It's like I say, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. And I've definitely experienced that as of the past month too, ringing so true for me. And I've been very thankful for that moment of a realization or a revelation, if you want to call it that. And I'm looking at my notes. Okay, I'm going to just keep it a buck 50 with y'all. I'm going to keep it personal without getting too personal. But I was involved in a situation that ended, and it's hard to make a connection or relationship work when only one party is interested. Not even interested, but is putting in the effort, time, and making it a priority. Whereas the other party is just along for the ride, or, you know, reaping all the benefits. I say that loosely. And that's in every way, like time, your availability, like being convenient for them across the board, like whatever that might look like, which is conducive per relationship or connection, because it's set off the pretenses of what you guys have built that on. But for me, like I said, it was just when you're removed from it, you really see that it really ain't all that it's cracked up to be. And we need those moments because I feel like they can hold us back from what we really deserve and what we could be receiving for ourselves. And even with, you know, all of our influential people in our lives speaking to us and telling us, oh, that's not good for you, or that's not the best thing to serve you, or that's not the best thing for you to involve yourself in. Even though we're hearing this from people that we trust and we know have our best interests at heart, we don't truly comprehend that or agree with it because you're so locked in with what you got going on, even when you know the reality behind it. And I just think it's so powerful how whenever we love or we have these connections that matter so much to us, we really only see that person from a bird's eye view, and we don't see it for any bigger of a picture than it actually is. And then for me, like, I realized that I was justifying inconsistencies that I was allowing to happen, because that's what happens. The things that happen in our life is because we allow them to happen. I'm talking about very normal type of things, obviously. But just recently, I realized that I was justifying an inconsistency, because I'm not an inconsistent person. Like, I don't like inconsistency. I'm very much a creature of habit. I love routine. I love structure. I operate on discipline. That's just me. And when it's not that, you start to justify it. And it's like, oh, well, or you start to make excuses for the situation. So those are just some thoughts that I've been having as of late, that I was like, whenever I do my short little mini episode or whatever you want to call it, explaining my absence, then I wanted to share these thoughts that I was having. But enough of that soapbox. I want to share music that I've been listening to lately. And y'all already know that I'm very much like, I will listen to Taylor Swift in the morning and I will listen to Meg Thee Stallion on the way home, and I will play Glorilla on the weekends. But I will listen to Tamela Mann and Kirk Franklin on Sunday morning. Like, I little razzle dazzle, a little bit of everything. I'm that girl. No, I'm just playing. No, but recently I have been having on repeat the album by Jonas Brothers. Literally, the name of their latest album is called The Album. If you guys didn't know, they are back together and have been they got back together like a little bit before COVID happened. But it's really good. And my top songs on that album that I do not skip is Little Bird is one. That song, it makes me emotional, and I don't even have children, so I can't relate to it. But I think that just goes to show how connected I am to art and music as a whole. Definitely music. It shows how artistic music is. So Little Bird is one. Summer Baby is another one. And let me see the other one. Little Bird, Summer Baby, Wings. Honestly, the whole album is great. Like, honestly, the whole album is. But those are the ones I have on repeat. Summer Baby, Little Bird, Summer in the Hamptons, Vacation Eyes, Americana, and Walls with John Bellion. Chokehold, real bad. And I love that for me. But the Jonas Brothers, yes, that's what I've been listening to lately. And what else is on my recently played? I've really been vibing to old Drake, like Take Care Drake. That's what I've been on for like the past 2 or 3 weeks heavy, which I love that for me because he is artistically inclined, obviously, as we all know. But yeah. Maybe I'll just put you onto some new music or something to try it at least. And if you do and you love it, make sure you give me my props. I joke. But I hope that everyone is having a great and safe Memorial Day weekend. I'm actually recording this right now on Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. I've been on the 4-day weekend because of work. And I've been studying too, if you saw my Snapchat. And yes, I hope that everyone has a safe, good, relaxing, you know, recollect yourselves weekend to get ready for the next work week. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you for your time, listening, and just being a part of my podcasting situation. One day I hope to transition this into a talk show for sure, because y'all know at this point I talk about a little bit of everything. So but yes, thank you for tuning in for this moment with me, Maeve, and I will talk to you on the next one.